I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
First things first, I have an extremely important announcement to make, which is that my sweet prince, Ryan O'Connell, and I have a brand new podcast available on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, and basically anywhere you can possibly listen to a podcast. It's called Babe, and it's basically just us checking in with each other, trolling each other, talking about people that we're very worried about, and just sharing our concerns with the world and living our truth. So find it. You can go to babepodcast.com, and it is there that you will get all the links you need in order to listen and lol. I'm going to toot my own horn for just 1 second and say that it's really funny, and I'm so proud of it. And that leads me to my second announcement, which is less of an announcement and more of just saying a huge thank you, as always, to everyone who supports Sexy Unique Podcast on Patreon. You guys are the reason that I have been able to make this podcast with Ryan, and you're also the reason that I get to make episodes in between the shit show that was Jax and Brittany and the next season of Vanderpump Rules. So I'm getting to do something that I really love to do because of your support, and that means the world to me. If you're wanting more information about how to get involved as a patron of this podcast, you can go to www.patreon.com/sexuniquepodcast for more details. There are great rewards built into every level of donorship. If I get to 500 patrons on Patreon for this podcast, which seems like it will probably happen in the next few months, I'm going to release an entire season that's patron only, where I recap season one of Vanderpump Rules with guests every week. So I really look forward to doing that. I hope it happens. I really feel like it's all happening for me, and that's thanks to you guys. So again, check out www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast for more deets. And before we get started, I would like to say a huge, huge thank you to our premium sponsors. This podcast is brought to you by the following people: Meredith Good, William Jones, Johnny Smith, and Jenna Griffin. Let's do this. You're listening to the Sexy Unique Podcast.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm
like
your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall.
Yeah, everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. London with the beat, here we go, so in. And we go with a friend, you'll be both in.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh my God.
I'm back.
He's back. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Perry O'Donnell.
Hi. Are you so happy I'm back?
I'm so happy.
Yeah.
I wanted you back.
Tell me again.
I'm so happy to have you here.
It's
making my whole night complete.
When you asked me to come today instead of like our scheduled date, I was like, I'm there.
I love it.
I had to come.
Yeah. You're so dependable.
I'm so close by too.
Yeah. You're a neighbor, so you really had no excuse.
I'm a hop, skip, and a
jump away.
Sashay away.
Yeah. I'm sad still because the show isn't on and it's like...
Yeah, we're in like a weird limbo period.
We're in a total weird limbo, but we're still pressing forward, being brave and making content.
Yeah.
So that's all that really matters.
The good news is with the show, it's just like, I mean... Evergreen.
Yeah. You can just talk nonstop about literally everything they do.
Everything.
Yeah. So let's jump in. I was talking in the last episode about the updated cast bios, which I don't know if you've had a chance
I'm looking at. I've perused. Okay. And also just, can we talk about these?
Their outfits.
Pictures. They look like those like cutout dolls, you know? Mm-hmm. Like they had like Princess Diana ones and like. They look like that.
Yeah, they are like cutout dolls. Britney's was just updated.
Wow.
They had previously like ripped one of her off of a red carpet that was like badly photoshopped onto the white background, but I think it just got updated over
she's
the weekend.
Minted.
So she's like,
she's a fish.
As tall as the other ones, yeah. Where they all just kind of size them down to the same height.
Huh. Oh, so they're not all that.
I don't think this is like a life-size representation.
I don't think James is as tall as Kristen.
No, I don't think so. And like,
I wish
Sheena
people could see what we're looking
is
at right
not
now.
As tall as yeah. any of them.
No.
So they're all just like Katie different shapes and sizes.
Looks strange. But.
Let's read her bio. She's kind of wearing like a baby doll
Katie
dress.
Katie
Maloney Schwartz.
Hyphen.
Yeah.
It's.
Do you want
to? I can. Do you want me to read the?
Yeah, you read. Okay. I read last time. You can read this.
With the emotional turmoil of her wedding summer in the rearview mirror, Katie moves forward as a lighter, brighter, and happier version of herself. Same.
Like, I don't think that that's possible for her, though.
Not, but like,
TBD.
We'll just, good for her for saying that. And also same.
You are a lighter, brighter, happier version of yourself with every passing
with
day.
My summer wedding in the rearview mirror.
With the emotional turmoil of my wedding in the rearview mirror. Can you imagine that sentence? I don't ever want my wedding to be known as an emotional turmoil.
I know. Can you imagine? She was like, they told her that was going to be her bio and she was like, okay.
Yeah. She like signed off. She probably wrote it.
Yeah, she wrote it.
She had to. I think that they are at this point, they have to kind of like,
but they had
ghostwriters
do these.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't think they know how to
write.
Sorry, that was mean. Maybe Stassi knows how to write. However,
Stassi is a writer.
Yeah, she's
never
a blogger.
Forget.
She was a blogger.
Yeah.
However, when Sheena is involved in the ungovernable. Oh, my God. Okay, let me just say it again. However, when Sheena is, which I always want to say Sheena. When Sheena is involved in the uncovering of a hurtful secret, Katie unleashes a secret of her own in retaliation. Oh, I love this.
Yeah.
Napalm of like. Yeah.
Tit for tat.
Yeah. Secrets vault is ajar. Katie wants to mend her relationships at Sir and bury any old grudges, despite Sheena's insistence that Katie is still up to her spiteful and hurtful ways. I love it. I love Katie's just going, she's going like all in.
Yeah.
I just want to bury it all.
I love Katie just like really coming for Sheena. Those are fun fights.
Right?
Anytime that people like attack Sheena, it's really fun.
Yeah. And her voice like immediately starts getting like, oh.
She just can't take it.
She can't take it.
She is not like as brave as I would like her to be, but it's just fun because she like, instead of just brushing it off and being like, wow, these people are psychotic, like nothing they say matters or should affect me in any way, it like,
she totally
eats away at her.
Because, but also I think that would be me too.
Yeah.
Like, I'd like to believe that if these people were coming after me, I'd just be laughing, but I think that I would also be like weeping.
No, yeah, it's definitely
really
hard.
Upset.
When they're all coming at you, if that was your life where it was like you had to film a show with them and it's just relentless, like 24/7, like you don't get to just like walk away and wake up the next day and live your life. Like you have to like interface with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd probably have a meltdown.
I mean, these
too.
People, it's, this cast is like a rat king. And for anyone who doesn't know what a rat king is.
You have to explain what a rat king is. I'm very familiar.
Yeah.
But I don't know how.
A rat king is one of my favorite like
mythical
concepts.
Is it a mythical creature or just like a thing?
I think it's
a real thing.
It might have been real, but I think it started in the like medieval times, but also like on ships, rats would get, when it was cold in the water. This is just, I mean, this is the legend.
Okay,
their tails would get caught together and that they would like get tangled up in each other and there'd be like dozens and dozens of rats all tangled together, like the most knotted like
their mess. Tails.
And they... The weird part is that they apparently start moving as like one organism and there's just all over writhing rats and they're just coming at you and they come And so they're a giant rat. So I kind of feel like this cast is, when they're coming, when they're all coming at one person, it's like a rat
king. It's a rat king.
Yeah.
It's a total rat king.
I don't know if that's, I mean, it's like Venetian, like Black Plague shit, but
it's
like
historical.
I think rat king can be applied to a lot of things in life.
Yeah. This is like actually like quintessential rat king.
And it's not even a bad, like when I'm out with my friends and like we've gotten ourselves into like
trouble,
a messy situation, like I am rat king.
Yeah.
Like we are, everyone has been,
everyone's been there.
Everyone has been part of a rat king.
Also, if you are like needing further visual representation of a rat king, you should Google it for sure.
There's a Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a whole thing.
Like
I've never ever heard anyone describe this show, but it actually is the perfect descriptor for right? what the show is.
Just tangled in each other's messiness.
Rat king
like,
rules.
And moving as one, even though they're all like doing their separate.
They all move as one.
But they kind of are one being.
They're a functioning organism. You can't like, I mean, Jax and Brittany was the prime example that you can't like split off a rat from the rat king and expect it to be able to survive on its own.
Other shows, maybe.
Not this one.
Not this one, though.
Mm-mm. They're like a hive.
Like Bethany when she did her thing.
I loved it.
Or like Kim Zolciak. I love that show.
Yeah.
Like I would watch a Nini spinoff. Like I, there's.
Did you watch Jax and Brittany?
Not really.
No, but, I mean, no
I
one
mean, I
did.
Watched the trailer.
Yeah.
Was it like what I imagined?
Yeah, it was worse than you. Like I had to because it's my job.
Yeah.
But like.
It's worse.
It's worse than were you they, could like, ever imagine.
Was her family like deeply homophobic and religious, or were they like chiller?
They were not as like, I think I like to project that onto them a lot more than they were.
They were nicer than,
they're nicer than you'd think.
Was Jax really the horror show of them?
Yeah, Jax is truly like the Grim Reaper.
I like Brittany. I feel bad for her.
I like her too, but I think that she's, I feel really bad for her. Let's read her bio because it made me really sad.
Oh God. This is a dark page.
I know, it's such a dark page. We're on bravotv.com/Vanderpump Rules and it's like just so much Vanderpump Rules info. You can make a podcast out of this. I mean, we are essentially. Okay, let's find Brittany's bio.
Wait, and question before, okay, we'll read Brittany first, and then I have a question.
Okay.
No, let's read Brittany first.
Okay.
Okay. Kentucky Sweet. Kentucky Sweetheart, she wrote this. Kentucky Sweetheart Brittany Cartwright is finally settling into Los Angeles. Same. Not only is she prized for her,
Prized is a troll. That's a troll of a word.
That sounds like prize.
A prized like hog. Like, and also that's rude because her like weight was a huge thing that Jax talked about on Brittany.
And first of all, she always looked beautiful.
She's always looked stunning.
Yeah. Like she's the prettiest, I think, woman on the whole show.
I think that getting huger boobs like doesn't help you ever look more slim.
No.
But like she's not, but like it's that to have prized? The word prized is a troll.
She's like queen of the county fair. Like what the fuck? Prize for her strong work ethic. So she's like this.
Like, she's like, not only is she a great waitress,
she's like a boisterous like milkmaid, or like she's like one of those like women that like runs an inn.
She and like carries like big jugs of beer.
Yeah,
and she's like, hey, and like smashes. She like cheers it with the guys, and like, then like laughs when they're too drunk and like they kick each other out of the bar.
A strong work ethic
at Sir.
At Sir.
At Sir. Like the strong work ethic is that you just show up.
Wait,
like you don't do anything at
I tell you a quick Sir story?
Yes,
so
yes.
I went there for the first time like in the summer with my boyfriend, mm-hmm. and Max served us, Lisa's son.
Whoa, how did he seem?
He seemed great, but I was like, oh wow, he really works here.
Yeah,
like they like, I mean, we were sitting in like the off section, like not the main, like we walked into the main area, mm-hmm. we sat down while our table was getting ready, and then we lounged
and then you moved to the table.
Took a photo booth,
mm-hmm.
watched some people watching,
mm-hmm.
and then he served us and I got risotto.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good.
Love that.
But like Max actually works there.
Yeah,
and he was our server.
He serves still. I think Christina Kelly serves still.
Yeah.
Sheena might every once in a while. I think Brittany does. I mean, they were tweeting whenever they were going to work there.
Yeah.
I think probably because they want, like, they're probably filming at the same time and they want it to seem like a full restaurant and they know people will go.
Yeah.
But I think they also do still work there.
Yeah, Max.
Once in a while. I mean, Max is like...
He was perfectly polite. He was a good server. He had to switch midway through and he came over and told us, I'm just going to letting you know I'm off, so so-and-so will be taking over.
Oh, that's nice.
And we were like, oh, thank you.
I love that.
But like...
You're also kind of worried.
We were just looking at each other like, oh, this is... We're in another realm.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, it was great, but it was like, wow. And then I went there again when my best friend was in town and we went to Sir and we lounged and Jax came over. He was there and he went over and I freaked out and I went up to him and I was like, can I get a picture with you? And he was like, yeah, sure. And then he kept walking. And my best friend was making fun of me. He was like, you sprung up. You
were like, I get a picture with you?
I was like, oh, can I have a picture?
I love, yeah, sure. And then just walking away.
And he was like, yeah, sure. And he literally did like walk by me.
That's amazing.
And then I didn't get a picture with him.
No.
But I was, I can't.
Classic Jax.
I was beside myself, starstruck.
I wonder if that gets old for them. Like, because you have to have like. But I mean, if he's like not indulging in it and he's just kind of like, ugh, like moving on, like I'm here.
Yeah.
Like, they go to Sir to like hang out still. Like it's still like a hot spot for them, which is kind of a mind blowing thing for me. Cause I'm like, that feels like, I mean, it's like where they had to work for so long. It's like indentured servitude. So I don't understand. Right? Yeah. Like I don't get why you'd also want to hang out there. Like they also, it's like, you guys have money now. Like, the world has so much more to offer than Sir. Like, do everyone that. Else. I think some of them do.
Okay.
I would argue that they have more money than me.
Yeah, they have more money than me.
Yeah. They have more money than us.
They have more money than, like...
I mean, maybe they're being thrifty, but, like, yeah. They have more money than probably, like, everyone in this building that I currently live in. CBD. I mean, there's like an older woman that might have more of like a savings account.
No, I'm being.
But I would just think that they would like.
They want to go somewhere else.
Yeah, they would just want to go somewhere else.
It was funny because I noticed the first time I went for dinner, it was kind of the same kind of crowd that goes there. It's all people who definitely don't live in LA.
Mm-hmm.
Like they must. It seemed like people. I was guessing, just assuming they came up from like Orange County. Or yeah, San
there.
Diego.
It's a lot of tourists and visitors.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
It kind of felt like everyone there was like, you know what? Have you ever been in like a hotel when there's like a corporate retreat going on or like a conference and everyone's at the bar and they're like getting shit faced and they're like.
It's a hyped up energy.
It was hyped.
There. Yeah. It's hyped. And people are going there to like watch and observe the servers and hopefully catch them in their native environment. But I just wonder like, I wonder if they're contractually obligated to show up there
I think
a few
they
nights
are.
A week. Even if they're not working.
He went over to the DJ area and was just standing there. So it seemed like
he was
he'd been like called. Like,
summoned.
Yeah. I think maybe the main ones kind of get like shifts almost. Like appearance shifts. Like it's like mini making appearances at like their own.
I wonder if it's worked into like their Vanderpump Rules contract or it's a separate thing that they have going with Lisa.
I don't know. I mean, she's a producer on the show. Maybe it might just be in their...
In the overall deal. Yeah. It's like you have to spend at least like 4 hours a week at Sir.
Yeah. He was gone like pretty fast, but he stood by the DJ booth and people came over and just lined up to take pictures with him.
Yeah.
And I was like, after he dismissed me like that, I was like...
You're rude.
Fuck this guy.
Yeah.
But I also was like, I would love to take a picture with him.
I wonder if it, no, I like, mean, it's a missed opportunity.
I was
sure.
Absolutely starstruck.
I wonder though, if it's like, I'm so curious to know like what the actual hours they have to log at Sir, their appearance schedule, or if it's just like Jax maybe had a hard day. Like he was feeling kind of down. So he decided to go to the one place where he knew he would be appreciated and he gets like, he fills up his self-esteem tank. He gets like 20, 25 pictures, not with you, but with other people. And then he like goes along his merry way. He like feels better about his life.
I mean, I would do that.
Yeah, I would totally do that.
Also, we're getting way off the bios.
We're getting off, but we'll come back. Do you know that I was recognized at Sir once?
What?
Yes.
That's incredible.
It was incredible. It was the thrill of a lifetime.
And like kind of behind enemy lines a little.
It was. It was a total like.
What a victory for you.
It was a total victory.
That is fucking great.
I know. It was amazing.
Did they like.
It was a girl and she came up to me and she was like, are you Lara from Pumped Podcast? And I was like, yes, that's me. And she was like, oh my God.
That is incredible.
I was like, oh my God. And then I bought a Sir hat and then I left. It was
and then I bought a hat.
Yeah. I was like, I got
as one does.
Yeah. But it was it was thrilling.
Amazing.
Maybe I should start going.
Yeah.
I'm feeling.
Let's go to Sir. Okay. I mean, we talked about it.
Yeah. We need to go.
Yeah. Let's go before the new year.
Okay. We have time.
I mean, bearing like a war.
Yeah. North Korea.
Bearing a war, like a nuclear fallout on my agenda.
Yeah, totally.
All right, I'll go back to the bio.
What were you going to say?
Oh, well, before I went to Sir with my best friend that night, we went to Pump. I've had dinner at Pump.
You have to do it. I've had dinner at Pump.
And I saw Sheena and Lala.
Way more times than I care to admit.
Yeah. Lala came in. Sheena came in.
How are they looking?
They looked great.
They look great.
I mean, fine.
Yeah.
But they were there. They were there to like with friends.
They were there to turn up.
Yeah. Anyway.
That tracks. Okay.
So she has a strong bond with the girls in the group. She's built a strong bond with the girls in the group.
We're back on Brittany.
When Brittany and Jax hit a rough patch, she dedicates her. The tense in this is a little off. It's like. She dedicates herself to becoming the best girlfriend she can be in an attempt to mend the relationship. So it's all on her.
It's her
apparently.
Fault. Yeah.
As her friend, this is a long one. As her friends and family rally around her, Brittany slowly learns that there are a multitude of options, both romantically and otherwise, for a pretty Kentucky girl in the big city of LA. Ew.
Oh, gross. Brittany has like no agency this season.
The pretty prized girl from like what?
Yeah. What
pretty...
the fuck are you talking about?
She literally, it's like.
This is like, oh, she's so dumb. Like,
she's queen of the corn.
She really has learned how to be a waitress at Sir. Bless her heart. Also, better work on being the best girlfriend
I know.
Can be.
I love that it's her fault and it's all, yeah. All the onus is on her.
It's all on her. I've been watching Keeping Up with Jax's like Instagram stories. Yeah. And they're really darking me out lately because he does a lot of stories with Brittany. I think that they were broken up for a while and they got back together. But now all his stories are like her making him like these big dinners. And like, he's like so happy that she's cooking for him, which was like a huge thing that he brought up last season on the show as like a grievance that he had with her. And then also like in Kentucky, he'd be like, just wish you'd just make me food sometimes. But you'd make me a sandwich. Like, I work all day.
Stop.
And, yeah. And so now she's, like, making the food. And I'm like, free Brittany.
Has she been Stepford-wived?
She seems kind of Stepford-ed. But I love it, too, because it's, like, really unhealthy food.
Maybe she's poisoning him.
I hope so. Like, little by little.
Yeah, very
tiny, teeny amounts. What kind of poison do you use when you poison someone?
I'm not sure. Rat poison?
Yeah.
Arsenic?
You build it up over a really long period of time.
You would start
time,
slow.
Yeah.
And then
they
like,
kind of get sick and they don't know why they're sick. And you're like, oh, honey.
Honey, like.
Can I take you?
Can I make you more food?
Yeah. Do you want me to make you some soup? And then you just care for them and keep poisoning the stew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I support her.
I love it.
No, I'm kidding.
She made like honey corn flake chicken. Breast or something. It was like really Kentucky food. And like, but I love the thought of her getting back together with him to then slowly poison him to death. It would
also
be
like,
apt retribution.
Something just so sick about him being like excited.
Yeah, it's
like,
gross.
Finally!
No, he's like in storing it. He's like, my biddy made me some food. He's calling her his biddy now. I'm just like so
ew,
grossed out by the whole thing. It's
gross. That's
it's
disgusting.
Really disgusting.
My biddy.
My biddy.
What is this, like 1999 or?
It's in a different era.
Oh,
let's,
God. Should we go over to Sandoval?
Oh, my God. Yeah, this one's a good one. Tom Sandoval's bio. Go.
Tom Sandoval finds himself playing with the big boys when he and Schwartz partner They're partners.
Yeah.
When he and Schwartz...
A great business decision.
Partner with Lisa and Ken on their next restaurant venture. But when Tom questions Lisa's authority and pushes too hard to add his own creative spin, Sandoval risks blowing the entire opportunity for not only himself, but his best friend. As he endeavors to prove his worth on the career front, Tom must also deal with new problems with Ariana as the couple faces intimacy issues, one of the biggest fights of their relationship.
Amazing. I love that it's all hinging on like a fight that will take place on one episode.
Yeah.
And then I love the thought. I love Tom's creative spins.
I know.
I want him to have more creative spins.
Yeah. I want to be like a fly in the wall of listening to him and Tom and Schwartz.
The business
like,
meetings.
On like Adderall one night, like talking about like the plans.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
They probably take Molly and then like
roll.
They roll together and then they talk about the plans. But I'm wondering how like their restaurant will be aesthetically different from Pump and Sir because it's like,
what's it called again?
I don't know. Everyone's calling it Tom Tom.
That's actually a cute name.
That's cute. But like,
and it's going to be in West Hollywood probably.
Yeah, right? I think so. But I think it's also maybe like, to me, if those two have a restaurant, it's going to have like a more masculine look to it. Like it's not going to be like
Frou-frou. Sir,
yeah, where it's just like bedazzled explosion.
Oh, it'll be that.
And so maybe that's where Tom's creative spin is like, no, this doesn't really represent like my brand.
And Lisa's like,
do you think anyone else is going to ask you to partner to be in a restaurant yeah. business with them? And he's like, no. And then he just has to do it.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to smell like Axe.
It's going to be like an Abercrombie and Fitch nightclub. It's going to be, you know, like it's going to be like
a Hollister.
Yes.
Like you can smell it from a mile away.
Yeah.
Wow.
And dark.
Super dark.
And like pounding
inexplicable
music.
Mannequins.
Yeah.
With mm-hmm. like male mannequins.
And like a surf theme.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Whoa. Oh my God. Yes, that is the aesthetic.
And there's going to be like a swing or like a plate. Like, what if there was like a swing set in
downtown? That would be chic.
Just
randomly.
Random.
Like a huge liability.
Whoa. Yeah, there's going to be like fire hazard.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
All her restaurants like catch on fire all the time. Like Pump has caught on fire like 3 times in the past year.
I literally walk by Pump most days of my life.
Yeah. It's around. Like, it's in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's like an inescapable part of life if you live in West Hollywood.
I mean, what a prime location.
Total prime.
She knows
what she's doing.
She knows what she's doing.
Do you think her fires are a way to like scam on insurance?
Or to keep her employees in check?
I'm so curious because, like, why are there so many fires?
Are there, like, frequent?
There were at least 2 fires in the last 2 years.
Do you have, like a...
A fire log?
Dispatch for
people
Robertson?
People send me stuff whenever it happens. They'll be like, oh, my God. And then I'll see it pop up because it's always on the Daily Mail if there's a fire.
Amazing.
Yeah. So... things to think about.
Do you think any of her restaurants in England were haunted? Her clubs?
I don't know. But some people seem to think that they had like shady business dealings in England. That's why they came to America.
Yeah, well, oh my God, this picture of her.
Why does Lisa have a biography? Her biography is the longest one of all on Vanderpump Rules.
Should we read it?
Yeah.
Lisa Vanderpump. Life never slows down for the wildly successful businesswoman, philanthropist, and restaurateur Lisa Vanderpump. Adding to 3 successful Los Angeles-based restaurants, Sir Pump and Villa Blanca, Lisa and her husband Ken are hard at work on a new concept with their junior business partners, Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz. Despite her never-ending workload, never-ending, Lisa finds time to serve as a to serve as a spokesperson for GLAAD and recently founded the Vanderpump Dog Foundation, which is good.
Yeah.
Which works to ensure humane treatment for dogs around the world. Okay, that's cool. Lisa also acts as a mother figure and voice of reason to her wild and unpredictable staff, who often count on her expertise to help navigate their messy lives. She added that.
Rude.
These messy.
They're messy lives.
Yeah.
Kristen's like, I haven't talked to Lisa in years.
I know. I love that little shade she threw in.
It's
also
such
this
a good
dress.
Shade. Yeah, her dress Iconic. Is really next level.
I saw her this summer too.
Yeah, you went to like a Vanderpump Dog event. Did you go to the one that was James Kennedy was DJing? Where he was like, whoever's in the Honda Civic, like move your car.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, amazing.
I didn't see that, but I took a selfie with her and she was cheeky with me.
Did she meet your boyfriend's dog?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She like sought him out of the crowd because he's the cutest dog. Mm-hmm. And she like, we brought him over to her and she was like, hello, darling. You know?
Yeah.
She was gorgeous in real life.
She's stunning.
Yeah.
Like she is beautiful.
But it was pretty remarkable. There were like swarms around her.
Oh,
like
yeah.
People just, she is like, I mean, for like, all.
Famous.
For whatever, like, skeptical I am of her, like, she's a star.
Did she call your boyfriend's dog sexy?
No.
She's always doing
she
that.
She was like, oh, and like,
darling.
We went over and, yeah. And she was like, not flirty with us, but she was like, kind of like, she was just.
She loves a flirt.
Yeah, she's this very like, this cheeky mother, you know, like this cheeky aunt, mm-hmm. you know, I kind of got that vibe.
Yeah.
But it was really, I mean, it was cute.
I love it.
Yeah.
I've never gotten to interact with Lisa. I've interacted with Ken multiple times.
With Ken?
Yeah, but never Lisa.
Ken's, I saw him. He's cute. He was carrying around a bucket for money, like tips. I think she might have been like asking people for money for pictures.
Oh, wow.
Maybe. For like the charity.
Yeah. She's really into stopping Yulin, which I think is great. Yulin
totally.
Is a dark journey.
And like, they're not, they haven't stopped it yet. But like,
I thought that they did stop it. At
no.
one point, I think she was misinformed because I'm pretty sure she tweeted like, we stopped Yulin. Like officially Yulin was stopped.
But then I saw one where she was like, unfortunately, we did not stop Yulin.
They thought they stopped it. And I was even shocked because I thought on the whole spectrum of things to stop, like, yeah, we should stop Yulin. But like, yeah. I'd love to stop a lot of other things.
It's also like,
before
I mean,
Yulin.
I don't know much about it. And, you know, stop me if I sound like insensitive culturally, but like, I don't know why there needs to even be charities to stop that. Cause it's like literally like the worst thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. Well, it also sounds like maybe it's like
an ancient custom.
It's like their thing and yeah. not our thing. It's like none of our business.
I do agree.
Maybe it's their thing and it's none of our
yeah,
business.
Yeah, maybe. But I don't think it. Like,
I've never walked a mile in like a Yulin supporter's shoes.
That's true.
I don't think it would be for me.
And it's not my culture.
It's not my culture, not my country.
They've been around longer than we have.
Yeah. So like, I'm not really trying to stop it, but yeah. do I love that it happens? No.
No.
But like, is it for me to
but
say?
But like marching around.
West Hollywood.
Or like downtown LA.
Yeah, with like stop Yulin signs. Like TBD on how much that's working to stop Yulin.
But I guess the thought.
Yeah. I just am obsessed with like thinking that you actually stopped Yulin and then having to go back and realize that you actually didn't and the fight rages on.
It's true.
It's iconic.
Also, can we read Stassi?
Yeah. I think we might have read hers last episode, let's say.
Well, kudos to her for getting just her, by the way, I'm always admiring how she's just Stassi on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. That's a big power move. Yep. We did read hers last time. Okay. She's like an event planner this season, which is like a fake storyline. Yep. Brittany is at Brittany on...
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
How?
She just got it on Instagram. She's trying to get it on Twitter, too. But TBD. We'll see what
Music
happens.
Kills Kate. That was like her like...
Music, yeah. We still haven't figured out. I guess she used to work in the music industry.
She was trying to be like an Audrina type, I think.
Cause didn't Audrina work in the music industry for a little bit?
She worked as like a wrist.
Yeah, but that was like kind of the same vibe.
No, I think she wanted to like be like a run her own studio at one point early on, right? She had like this dream. She was going to like serve until she made enough money. And
yeah. And then she was going to like leave the biz and like be in the music biz.
Yeah.
But
like Audrey.
Music killed her, I guess.
Music killed her. But I guess she's done well.
Yeah. TBD.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. Let's read James's. DJ James Kennedy.
James's steadily growing music career has him recording and performing more than ever. Whoa. But he... But what he wants most is to get back in Lisa Vanderpump's good graces and reclaim his DJ job at Sir. Lisa is the only one who sees a new side of James. Suddenly, James's biggest big detractor, Jax, is including him on guys' nights and vacations. Gross. But as James works himself back into Sir in a new friend group, his temper and venom return.
Oh shit.
James's verbal eruptions may cost him the friendship of his closest confidant, Lala Kent, and a pair of scandalous rumors may cost him his beloved girlfriend, Raquel.
Raquel.
Wow.
I love that people...
Did I read that
you read
articulately
it.
Enough?
Yeah. My favorite part of it is what he wants most of all is to reclaim his DJ job. Sir.
Doesn't he have a residency at that like weird hotel that looks
like
a bank?
DJ's a bunch of unclear.
It looks
places.
Like a bank lobby.
Yeah, it's like any. It's like a patio that's not. It's like a smoking patio.
Yeah.
of a hotel.
Right. Remember when they left? Whose party was it? Katie and Tom's party that they like put together for their member, and they were serving, and then James came and he had to leave because he had to go do his residency.
Oh yeah.
What was that party?
Was it?
It was where they were all wearing those outfit, like those shirts or something. I forget.
Me too.
But it was like cute. But then James came and he was like, I gotta go. I got my residency, and his like girlfriend was like, okay, bye.
Yeah. And she went with him. She kind of like stood there, just, and like, she was like, there. Yeah, and she vibed out. There were like 10 people.
10 people. Like smoking and like looking.
I mean, like, who is this?
Yeah.
Anywhere that's like an unclear patio in LA is like a perfect DJ James Kennedy spot.
Yeah.
But he's been working at Sir, like he was working at Sir this entire time.
Right.
Like, I don't think that really he ever got truly like fired from that job.
And
also,
Lisa
that's probably part of his contract is like, you DJ at Sir X amount of nights a week.
Literally in contract, it says your biggest aspiration in life is to DJ at Sir.
Yeah. And if anyone ever asks you, you have to say.
Yeah. And he's like, all right.
All right. Cool.
But then Lisa also has
it in blood.
He signed it in blood. Lisa also has like a familial like
connection
obligation
to him.
To him kind of. So she's always sort of like, despite what he does, she always kind of keeps him.
He's like an honorary son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
It's really weird.
Also, I'm just still so fascinated by his mom.
So one of the people that came to the SUP meetup on Saturday went to Villa Blanca on Sunday and said that James and his mom were dining at Villa Blanca together.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How'd she look?
I think he tweeted a photo or like Instagrammed a photo.
Yeah.
She looked about the same.
Yeah.
She was like, had some glasses on. She was like a little more subdued.
Oh, cute.
She wasn't looking like as evil as when she like forecasted. Robbed a bank, stole Kristen's credit card.
Isn't that what they said?
Didn't they? She's committed like fraud, I think, on some levels.
Didn't one of them say that she like grabbed Kristen's card?
Oh, well, and she like robbed a bank? Stole Kristen's credit card and then like got a bunch of Botox and charged it on the card. And then does the ultimate troll by being like, she's going to be barren someday. About Kristen, my queen.
That was her retort.
That was not cool.
First of all, barren. Barren. Like what is this, like Victorian times?
No, it's like truly like an evil thing to say.
Especially for a woman to say to another woman.
Yeah.
Barren.
It's rude. I think I said that to someone once in high school. Like these two girls were talking about like, they were like, how many kids are you going to have? And like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, what if it turns out that one of you can't have kids? And then they were like, that was so mean. And I was like, what? You should think about it.
And you were like, okay, I'm sorry. But like, I said it. Okay, you're right. That was great.
You're right. Yeah, that was horrible.
These kids, but they all talk to each other like they're in high school.
Yeah.
Like they say these impulsive, like,
and James's mom fits right in.
Yeah.
Jacqueline. Even her name evokes like drama.
Yeah. Schwartz?
Did we read Schwartz? I think we did.
Do you want me to just read it again?
Read it again.
Tom Schwartz. Despite the fact that his relationship with Katie is the strongest it has ever been, Tom Schwartz's tendency for irresponsible partying threatens his marriage.
Fair enough.
When Lisa learns of Schwartz coming up short as a husband, she worries he'll come up short as a partner and questions whether she wants to be in business with him at all. I love that. In order to keep his life, business, and marriage on track, Tom must give up on his habits of... Tom must give up the habits of his old bachelor life, which isn't easy when Jax Taylor is always right down the hall to tempt him. Like,
that's a really homoerotic ending to this bio. But also it's like...
No faith in Schwartz.
No. I mean, he's like pretty much worthless for all intents and purposes. Like he is like,
yeah,
has no purpose in life. And like him, I want to know like what the business deal that they've carved out, like his ownership over this new location.
I know.
Like what is he bringing to the table as a business partner? Truly.
I also love Lisa being like making it about her.
Yeah. She's like, I love that. She's like, you're coming up short as a husband. I don't makes me really think that you'll come up short as a business partner.
Well, as I was reading that, I didn't read below before I started reading it out loud. And I was like, as I was reading, when Lisa learns, I was like, oh my God, is she going to make them do like a like a scavenger hunt or like to prove their love to each other. Like, because remember in the last season when they had to like...
Yeah, she was like, you guys really need to get it together.
And yeah, then,
like,
you must prove that you love each other fully for me to officiate. And, yeah. Then, and then they like did all these tasks for her and she was like, that's good, but not enough. And then they had to do something. Like, so I was thinking...
And like, it was a matter of like 10 days that passed and she was like, great, you've proved it. Like, yeah. Yeah. It was like the most meaningless, yeah, arbitrary length of time that, yeah, like didn't prove anything.
At the end of a full moon on the 10th day, if your marriage is, you know, if you've proven your love to me, then
they were like,
you can keep your life and your firstborn.
I love the concept of like, I'm going to get married to this person and like before the wedding, people are like, you're really scaring us. Like, your relationship is psychotic and like, I need to know that you actually like love each other.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be like, wow, maybe I don't really need to be married to this person.
Yeah. And I mean, also that, like, I have really controlling friends.
Yeah. Also, like, my boss is, like, assuming too much power in my life.
Kristen.
Oh, I read this one. Kristen's on a mission to break up Brittany and Jax, which I love when Kristen gets on, like, a mission.
Yeah.
She'll do anything.
Oh, she pulls all the stops.
My God, that's everyone's bio. What a journey. Kristen flies people out.
Yeah.
Like, she dips into her own personal funds to destroy other people's lives.
Like,
that's commitment. You have to admire it.
I fully, like, I respect her so much.
Yeah.
Like, Kristen just is completely present, and, like, she has no concept of, like, the future. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm going to take this motherfucker, you know, except if it's, like, taking someone down.
Yeah.
Like, future plans.
She loves a takedown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's maybe the only time she has a concept of, like...
planning.
Yeah.
And being, like, strategic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of true. Like, thinking ahead and, like... if she applied that to her own life, she'd be, like, a billionaire.
I'm gonna fly this.
She was like, if I'm gonna, like, save up money, get a house, start a business, like, it's and gonna invest be- this much... Like, if she put... half the amount of energy, like, things, yeah, would be totally different.
She'd be like
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen with her t-shirt line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'd be like 30 under 30 something.
Yeah.
Like
40 under 40. 40 under Forbes 40, yeah, under 40.
She'd be Forbes 40 under 40.
Yeah.
Like
a fucking entrepreneur.
Yeah. Preneur.
Entrepreneur.
Living in Silicon Valley.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Living for Kristen in Silicon Valley.
Oh, God. Can you imagine her life?
With, like, a Bluetooth in.
Just yelling at...
Screaming at her assistant. Screaming. Yeah.
You know, and she lives in, like, this open-air home that has, like, a concept ceiling, which is just not a ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
There's no ceiling.
Yeah.
But, like, it could be there.
Yeah.
And her assistant's, like, whenever she gets, like, a new employer or assistant, and they come over, and they're like, so, no ceiling? And she goes, what does it look like to you? I don't know. You tell me.
She's like, or is it a glass ceiling? And I broke right through it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, she's like, people are like, what do you see over there? And they're like, a wall with no walls. Like, just a house, you know, no, there's no.
What is her house? Like a snow globe?
It's just like a platform.
It's okay. Love
with
that.
No
an
skeleton.
An elevated platform.
Yeah. And no walls. And just like, it's just windy as fuck.
Walls are what you make them.
Yeah. And she's
Kristen
like, yeah,
says.
That's,
yeah,
what it is.
Yeah.
And she's like, we're going to invent these walls ourselves if we have to.
Yeah.
But I'd prefer not to because that's not how business goes, you, yeah, know? And like her assistants are like.
She's like, so fucking build them. And they're like, what? And she's like, you heard me.
Yeah.
And she rips a cig. Rips a e-cig. She vapes. Because Silicon Valley Kristen wouldn't smoke anymore.
No.
She knows smoking's so bad for her, but she would vape hard.
She's just like this...
water vape.
Water vape.
Yeah. She maybe would go to Silicon Valley because she invented her own form of vaping.
Oh, my God.
That's, like, taken off. So she's now, like, the vape queen.
She's a vape... yeah.
She's, like, a tech...
she's a vape baroness.
Yeah.
Like, baron, like, tech mogul.
Yeah.
40 under 40.
Mm-hmm.
No walls, no ceiling.
Just, no walls,
and
no
she's
ceiling.
And she's bringing in...
she cuts her hair into, like, the sharpest bob,
yeah,
possible. Like, it sticks straight and, like, comes to a point at the bottom.
And she's also kind of bringing in platform houses into Vogue, mm-hmm. just where it's just like elevated slates of.
She gets a spread in Architectural Digest once her like renovations are done yeah. on the property that she bought, and it's like groundbreaking.
Yeah,
everyone's like, "Holy shit, this girl's on a whole nother level."
And her assistant is just scared.
Yeah,
she goes through assistants like,
"Oh, the turnaround rate is high. It's a revolving door." She would hire an assistant to fire them immediately in front of the next assistant that's yeah. already been scheduled.
Like Blair Witch.
Yeah. So that she just is like yeah. instilling deep, deep terror in the hearts of like her subordinate.
Face the wall. You over there. And they want
they're like, what wall?
The assistant.
What wall? What are you
talking about?
You know
what wall.
She's always testing.
Yeah, there's always like riddles. But, like the one has to stand facing like the wall that doesn't exist, and then the other one gets fired. But mm-hmm. and then she brings the one that was facing the wall back.
Yeah, she's always playing mind games.
Yeah. So what'd you see? And they're like, I didn't see a wall. She's like, you're fired.
She's always like vaping, like taking huge inhales and like blowing it right in their faces.
Yeah. She never sleeps.
She never sleeps.
And that she's just
because she takes like she has like probably like a new sort of Adderall that's like she just takes like
that's like not bad
she takes
for you.
Like Provigil because yeah. now she's like rich so she yeah. can just like buy tons.
What's
of
Provigil?
Provigil's like it's like an energy like super drug, but I don't think it's covered by any insurance. It's like meant to like keep you. I don't exactly know, but
like
it's
not,
for, I think, rich people that don't really want to take speed, but they want to be, like, up and kind of not depressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you pay, like, $20 to $30 a pill.
Wow.
Kristen would be, like, highly on Provigil.
Wow.
I love her life.
Me too. I feel, like, overwhelmed.
Me too, but I'm, like, really admire her.
I know. But now, for now.
She would be at a Goop Summit. She would, like, appear at In Goop Health to, like, promote her healthy vapes.
She might have already been to one.
She should. I mean
she's
when
all about
is there
the vegan
gonna be,
life.
Yeah, when is there gonna be, like, a Goop Veggieholic crossover? That would truly be magnificent.
Like, Preserve.
Yeah.
Hints of Blake Lively's Preserve.
Uh-huh. I want her to write some bespoke Veggieholic recipes for Goop. I need a hybrid.
Also, I love Gwyneth, like, recently... Side note, like, sorry for deterring.
No, it doesn't matter.
Also, like, Gwyneth going on talk shows and being like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I don't know. Like, she's like, yeah, I don't know, like, half the shit that they're saying in Goop. Like, I have no idea what they're talking about.
She really does not give a shit anymore. No. And kind of my love for Goop has gone down since she's stepped back and it has not such, like, a Gwyneth influence.
Right.
Because I was really subscribing to, like, get a glimpse into her life. Like, right. That's all I ever want.
She'll never do that.
She'll never do it again.
No.
She gave it to us for a good, like, 4 years.
Yeah.
Goop was, like, at the beginning, pure Gwyneth.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, like her
her writing emails.
Right. Like, her writing emails and, like, attaching yeah. photos from her desktop.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was major. But now it's kind of, like, I don't know. I care, but I also, like, don't really care, and I want to know what's next.
I mean...
I want her to be acting again.
I'm ready for, like, a Gwyneth, like, Netflix series.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Like a... dark crime, like, supernatural thriller, or like some kind of, like,
yes,
gritty, like, meaty role, because she can go there.
She'll go there.
She'll fucking go there.
She is, like, a can't you see bundle her in, of like, raw nerves when she
right?
wants to be.
Can't you see her as, like, the central character in, like, a supernatural, like, gritty, like, David Fincher thriller?
Yeah.
Just like,
I wish she would be in Mindhunter.
I know.
That's missed opportunity.
Show.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now.
It's
I love it.
One of my favorite shows this year.
Did you watch Alias Grace?
No.
I keep telling everyone they have to watch it because it's on Netflix and it's a Margaret Atwood play that was developed and written by Sarah Polley.
Whoa.
Yeah,
I love Sarah
yeah,
Polley.
It's major. I discovered it one night when I was, like, having terrible insomnia and then just watched, like, the entire thing in one sitting. It's like 6 1-hour episodes.
I'd want to watch Vanderpump Rules with Sarah Polley.
Oh.
She'd probably have incredible... I bet she...
She'd have good takes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this season of the podcast, once the show is, like, back up and running, like, a huge, huge, like, thing for me that I'm trying to do is find people that you would not suspect
watch
who watch Vanderpump Rules and like want to talk about it.
I think there's
and I think
good
they're
chance.
Out there.
I think a lot of really like heavy
a lot
hitters,
of geniuses
watch the show.
Forward thinking.
Like if you had Sarah Pauly as a guest on the show, I think that would be transcendent.
It would. I'll reach out to her.
I mean, all of your guests are transcendent already.
They
but
are.
Like she,
they're iconic, but
she's iconic.
Yeah, in she's a next
in
level.
Like a wow.
Yeah. I'm now going to probe the community to like, my goal is to really shed light on the fact that this is a show for geniuses to watch.
Is there any way that someday you could invest with like, you know, like those prop planes that do like advertisements, banners?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just do like one that just literally says Vanderpump Rules is iconic. Or Vanderpump Rules is for geniuses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Calling all geniuses.
Guess what? Maybe I'll do a GoFundMe to do that.
Sup podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Just can you imagine like air or like skywriting?
Yeah. That would cost like $400,000 to write Vanderpump Rules is for geniuses.
Above
West Hollywood.
Yeah.
Right above Pump.
So, also listen to Sup Podcast.
Yeah. Also
at me on Instagram, Lars Marie.
Lars Marie. Vanderpump Rules is for geniuses. It is.
Yeah. At Saucy, hit me up.
I like do my Saucy promo code. I do like a Lyft Uber promo code. No, I would actually do a post. I would do a Postmates.
I love when like these kind of celebrities do like
Uber codes.
I did
when I used to do white girl problems, I tweeted out the Uber code so much to the point where I rode Uber for free for a year and a half. Cause it was right when people were starting to download it. So I just was like, I gotta get in on this. I fucking got so many Uber credits. It was incredible.
That's amazing.
It was amazing. It was like truly a renegade time. And then like when I got so broke that I like couldn't buy food, I just used Uber credits because Uber Eats was invented. And so it was like perfect. I like fed myself
in
a time
free
of need.
Food?
Yeah. It was amazing.
Did it last for a little bit?
It lasted for a little bit.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm not that savvy with that stuff.
Oh, honey, I get savvy. I'll get savvy on a nap.
Kristen gets savvy.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen
That's why
is
she and I, too, she's Steve Jobs and I'm like Steve Wozniak. We should start a company together. I should tell her.
Called Steve.
Silicon Valley awaits.
Wow.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Are we?
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up, but we're going to do a bonus episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yay.
So that's not all. Anyone who's supporting the podcast on Patreon,
I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy to have you.
I wish
come back during the season when there's going to be.
Can we also just say that trailer should be like
in the Museum of Modern Art,
or just be like
in LACMA,
deemed culturally significant?
This whole show is culturally significant.
This
show is art.
Yeah.
It's like beyond an understanding.
It's in the archives.
One day we'll look back and we'll be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
That happened. That would happen.
And it's reflective of what's happening in our
It's like
effing
beyond meaningful.
It is.
You can think it's not, but you would be wrong.
They're fools.
Yeah.
Skywriting should be also after saying
yes, after PS, the Uber, after my Postmates code.
After saying Vanderpump Rules are for geniuses, blah blah blah, Postmates code, PS. Everyone who doesn't think Vanderpump Rules is good. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. You're a fool.
You're a fool. This show is culturally significant. And that's
the hugest skyrocket. Costs $4 million for just that whole run on sentence.
Can you imagine?
I like a Postmates code in the middle of it too. Not of that.
That's like the real clincher.
Vanderpump Rules is a show for genius. By the way, it's Lars Marie. Please use my Postmates code. Sign up for 100 free credits. Postmates code. Also, if you don't think Vanderpump Rules is culturally significant,
go fuck yourself.
You're a fool.
Thanks.
I love it. Let's start the GoFundMe and raise the funds.
5 years.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. I know I'm feeling, 'cause
I know I'm feeling. Cause I know.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.